Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Mayor Adams launched his subway safety plan more than 2 months ago, but its effectiveness is being questioned, with crime on the subway up 65% so far this year. Stabbings and slashings are up even more, and yesterday there was a fatal shooting at a subway stop in Queens. Glenn Chuck with more this morning, live from Jamaica. Glenn?
Yeah, Lee, imagine the packed Jamaica Center during the afternoon rush, then this terrorizing gunfire. 24-year-old Marcus Bethay shot in the chest by a man that they say he knew. The victim falling to the ground right in front of a ticket booth here at the transit hub here. Chief of Transit James Wilcox insisting, though, that police presence in the subways is very high.
We have thousands of more train runs this year. We have 100,000 more visits to transit from both transit personnel and from precinct personnel coming down. Over 200,000 more just since January.
Even though this wasn't a random shooting per se, these two men knew each other, not any less frightening. This man I spoke to this morning says, why did it have to turn to gunfire?
There's no reason that if you can't talk it out, keep walking, move on.
And police are looking at surveillance footage still from the various areas here, especially by Archer and Parsons on the exits here, and also continuing to interview witnesses, Lee. Hopefully they'll get to an arrest. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, live here outside Jamaica Center.
Well, not all slashings and stabbings are in the subway. An argument on the street ended in a slashing and stabbing last night. Police say a man was at 47th and 2nd when he got into some kind of argument with another man and a woman. They slashed his face and stabbed him in the stomach. He's in Bellevue, expected to make it. They're still on the loose. Funeral arrangements are still pending for firefighter Timothy Klein, but his fellow firefighters in Canarsie paid tribute to him yesterday.
The FDNY carrying out a tradition it knows all too well, hanging black and purple bunting, this time at Ladder Company 170 in Canarsie, where 31-year-old Timothy Klein was a beloved member. His captain, Mark Schweihart.
In the fire department, we talk about a guy who's squared away. Timmy was squared away. He knew his job. He's going to be greatly missed here.
Klein died when a roof collapsed during a house fire. His cousin Keith Klein is also a firefighter.
Timmy understood the risks. We all do. Growing up with a firefighter family.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds at Ladder Company 170 in Canarsie.
Jamie Zhang used to work at Center's Urgent Care in Bayside, Queens, until he says he learned they were diluting doses of the Pfizer vaccine beyond recommendations in order to give more doses. When he complained, he says he was fired. Now he's filed a lawsuit. He's the second employee of Center's Urgent Care to do so for that reason. Andrew Palazzo claims that he too was fired when he objected to dilution of the doses. Center's Urgent Care denies any wrongdoing. A Yale immunologist says the dilution probably would not impact the immune response of recipients, but providers really ought to follow the guidelines. With pressure growing on lawmakers in Albany to roll back bail reform laws they enacted, some activists in Albany will be there today demanding more reforms. Marvin Mayfield's one of the organizers. He says they want passage of three bills, one to eliminate mandatory minimum sentences, another would let judges reconsider lengthy sentences, the third would let inmates reduce their sentences through what the bill calls personal growth.
We expect to face opposition, but the beautiful part of it is that we have widespread support in the Senate and the Assembly. This legislation is a no-nonsense legislation that has enjoyed wide support, even from the general public as well.
There's also wide support from the public for making it easier to keep suspected criminals in jail, especially repeat offenders, and growing pressure on Governor Hochul, who, according to a new poll, has a 69% disapproval rating for how she's handling crime. Mayor Adams will lay out his proposed budget today when he delivers his first State of the City address, but the city council's trying to one-up him with a revised budget. that spends even more than the mayor has in mind, more than $1 billion more.
Speaker Adrienne Adams was asked about how the council's budget proposal would address crime. She calls it an holistic approach.
Take a look at the reason why crime is up in the subway right now and prevent that.
Councilmember Linda Lee wants more investment in mental health. Asked about the last administration's $1 billion to fund the Thrive program.
And I think it had a lot of will and good push in the beginning, and then I just think the political will sort of fell off.
She hopes the mayor's office of the Community of Mental Health can better coordinate separate programs. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds at City Hall.
Well, instead of City Hall, the mayor will deliver his State of the City address at the King's Theater in Brooklyn, 1 p.m. today. Two lower courts have ruled that the congressional redistricting map drawn up by New York Democrats is not legal because it favors them. Today, the state's highest court, the New York Court of Appeals, will take up the matter. Governor Hochul and Democratic leaders deny they bent the rules to draw up the map, which Republicans claim could cost them up to 5 seats in Congress. If the Court of Appeals also rules against the map, that could delay the congressional primary scheduled for June. The Nets are getting some time off. Whether it's well-deserved is open to debate, as Mark Erne is here to discuss this morning. Mark?
Yeah, Lee, summer vacation came a lot earlier than expected last night in Brooklyn, where the Boston Celtics finished a 4-game series sweep, 116-112. Now, on the bright side, at least Kevin Durant finally played like Kevin Durant. He scored a game-high 39 points. And while the speculation's already started about the future of the franchise, Kyrie Irving said he plans to stick around while Steve Nash's job could be in jeopardy. But KD says he's still the right guy to lead the group.
Steve's been dealt a crazy hand the last 2 years. He's been had to deal with so much stuff as a head coach, first-time coach, and trades, injuries, COVID, just a lot of stuff he had to deal with.
Adding he's proud of how Nash kept his focus and passion for the team. Mark Erne, 1010 Wins Sports.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.